visiting with Pleasantville head girls wrestling coach Michael Koenig to wrap up their 2024-2025 season. Coach, you know, it's been a little bit of time now since the season's done, but can you just put in perspective a little bit how you feel this year went?
It was great. We really did have a lot of growth this year. As you look at us from year one to year three, the amount of matches we won as a team were significantly higher. So it wasn't just about an individual or a couple of individuals this year. Everybody really grew and saw a lot of progress. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned kind of the jump from year one to year three. You know, what have you noticed as kind of the biggest you know, takeaways from the growth of the program and from what you've learned over that time?
Yeah, the competition has definitely gotten significantly better. Not that it wasn't good in year one, but or even previous to being sanctioned, but I think just the competitiveness and the amount of girls that are joining the sport and really finding that wrestling is their sport, I think it's jumped up that level of quality and competition that I think the sport deserves, and it's been fun to see the growth in it.
You know, we talked about it before. You guys just had a few wrestlers that competed this year. You know, I'm sure there was a few challenges with lack of numbers, but also what were some of the benefits that were involved with, you know, kind of getting more one-on-one coaching with those girls?
I think you nailed it. The one-on-one makes it a lot easier to do. But I think just the overall management of the team when you don't have 30 girls. Now, don't get me wrong, I'd love to have a lot of girls out for wrestling, but when you have a smaller number, the management of each young lady is a lot easier. I have a great group of young ladies that do well in school, that school first, and then they come to practice every day ready to go. So I just love the enthusiasm of the group that I have. It would be really easy to get lost in having small numbers and be a little bit discouraged. But our team doesn't really deal with that. We get over that, and we have great practices every day.
You know, you look at the girls that you have, and we've talked about it before with the middle school program, and, you know, you have mentioned that there's a significant number of girls out of the middle school program. You know, how exciting is that to see that, you know, there's going to be some girls coming down the pipeline and that are going to really be able to contribute, hopefully, you know, if not next year, in the next couple of years at the varsity level?
Yeah, excited about that also. We had, I think, three or four junior high young ladies go up and wrestle at the AAU state tournament, and two of them placed. So I'm seeing a lot of excitement from that group as they come up and they start to fit into our high school program. It's pretty awesome that our culture aligns between junior high and high school and how we want to run practices. So it really is more turnkey instead of trying to retrain athletes on what we do in high school versus what they do in high school or in junior high. We're very consistent between the programs, so they come in a lot further ahead, and I don't have to retrain or reteach or change things about them because they're already on the path that we want to have.
You know, you have the kind of the main four wrestlers you had this year are all going to be coming back for you next year with Maggie and Addie, you know, having quite a bit of experience being juniors this year and then seniors next year. You know, what kind of excitement does that bring, you know, that you're going to be able to have the same team you had this year but only improved?
Yeah, I mean, we have five, which is great. But yeah, that leadership that they have has been a great asset to the program. And just the fact that we have girls that competed at a high level this year, have a freshman, couple freshmen and a sophomore that also really stepped up and competed at a high level. And so that I think is just going to carry into bringing those junior high girls in. And I think we're going to have a strong team for what we have.
So, Coach, too, now that we're kind of past the end of the season and stuff, what does the off season look like a little bit for girls wrestling? You know, I'm sure that the coach should only have so much hands-on work with the girls, but what do they kind of do in the off season to get ready?
Yeah, so we point them to different practice opportunities to be able to go and get some extra just workouts in. They can go to Pella, Grandview. There's lots of different programs out there that do summer off-season work, so they can kind of choose where they want to go. Freestyle wrestling, I believe, is pretty important, not just for just a different style and a little bit different functionality that you bring back to folk style, but college, if you plan on going into college wrestling, that's all freestyle. So I really promote trying to get some of that extra opportunity in, and then off-season lifting, and then any camps. So we send a lot of information to the girls off-season, and they can pick and choose what works in their schedule. You know, we want them to go compete in other programs, whether it's track or golf or I don't care. We want them to be multi-sport athletes, and we also want them to participate in fine arts. So I try and keep it very flexible to what they have time to do and where they can go and compete and be a part of other programs.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today and all season long, you know, and congrats on a great season, and already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, thank you.